March the 2nd. The hunt for the murder suspect, Na Yin Shui, has come to an end when he was found in a small town in Georgia, in the south of the United States. Two New Zealand police officers will probably bring him back to this country to stand trial for the murder of his wife. Australian police were also interested in finding Mr. Shui because he left his 3-year-old daughter at a railway station in Melbourne on September the 15th last year. He and his daughter arrived from New Zealand, but he left her at the station when he flew out of Australia to Los Angeles in the United States. New Zealand police then found the body of his wife in the boot of their car outside their house in Mount Roskill, Auckland. Mr. Shui has been hiding in the United States ever since. American police have been looking for him. A story about him and his photo twice appeared on a television program called America's Most Wanted. A group of six Chinese Americans living in Chamblee, Georgia, saw a story with his photo in the Chinese newspaper World Journal just a week ago. They recognized him as the man who was trying to set up a business in the town. They made a plan to catch him. They invited him to their apartment, where they tied him up, sat on him, and called the police. When Mr. Shui's 3-year-old daughter, Qiang Chun Shui, was found at the railway station, nobody knew who she was. She was called Pumpkin because she was wearing clothes made by the Pumpkin Patch Company. She was looked after in Australia for nearly a week until police found out who she was. Then she came back to New Zealand to meet her grandmother, who arrived from China. It was a sad time for the grandmother, who also had to arrange the funeral for her murdered daughter. The little girl is now living in China with her grandmother. The New Zealand police told the grandmother about the arrest, and she said she was very pleased.